What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Love Podcast. It is your host, Jasha, and I'm back with another episode. This is actually been a little pushed out. I really had plans to drop an episode before the new year, but it just didn't happen. I don't have no reason. I don't know. It's like I think about it. Most of the times I think about my podcast when I be on the way to work or I be at work. And then by the time I get off, I don't think about it. I be so tired. I take a shower and most of the time I crash. Like, that's just the truth. So, but it's not no excuse. Like, I really had plenty of time to do a podcast. I had plenty of time to do a podcast and then I had plans to do it a little earlier in the new year. And here we are. Today is January 8th. Better late than never, though. I'm here. I'm back. And yeah, I'm really going to commit to staying on schedule because I got to. If I want this to be what I want this to be, I gotta start with me and I gotta be consistent with it. I gotta get back on the type time that I was on before, because I was on a different type time before. I don't know what happened. I don't know where the motivation went. I don't know where the credits block came from, but I gotta work through that some way, somehow. So yeah, basically this is gonna be like, I guess it was supposed to be like a review of my year, and then I was gonna come in the new year and kind of talk about that, but I guess we can kind of sort of do that together. Last year, man, I still ain't even tell y'all what happened. That's crazy, because at this point it's been almost 2 years and I haven't shared that part of my story yet. I don't know. I do know it comes kind of from a place of shame, a place of embarrassment. I'm embarrassed of the situation, but at the end of the day, you live and you learn, and I definitely have learned. I'm a little bit wiser, I'm a little bit smarter. I know what to do differently in that situation so that it won't happen again. I can't let that happen again. So I don't know if I'm ready to share that yet. Obviously I'm not ready to share it yet because I'm talking around it. If I was ready to share it, I would have shared it. So obviously I'm not ready to share the situation completely. Maybe once I said that before, once the situation got resolved, I know that's when I'll be ready to share it. Right now it's hard for me to share the situation. It's not that deep to some, but I don't know why, I just want to share it. Anyways, I feel like I'm rambling, really and truly. Not gonna hold y'all, but we just gonna let it flow. Shit, I ain't gonna hold y'all. Last year, man, I would say it was just a year of lessons and learning to trust God. Like, last year, my relationship with God got back to what it should have been. Like, and that's why I say I'm truly grateful for God, because God had his hand on me and God held me at a time when I literally turned my back on God. Like, looked at God. I made God less than who he is, and I'm just grateful that God sustained me, because only God's grace could have sustained me in the place that I was in, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So yeah, that's why I will forever be grateful for God. Oh, it's finna start storming out here, baby. But yeah, this year I really feel like this is the year when stuff finna start coming together. Like, I done learned them lessons. I done did my time. I done put that time in. And I really feel like this year, some way, somehow, stuff finna pop off for me. Like, it's my winning season, for real. I believe that, y'all. And I don't know. It feel different, for real. Like, I feel like I'm finna come up out of everything, and it ain't gonna be the same. Like, this time I'm working with God to create the life of my dreams, like the life that I want. And I know, I say it all the time, the life that I desire, the dreams that I have for my life, I know that they're possible and I'm gonna have it, because God didn't put it inside of me for nothing. So all I gotta do is work with God and put in the work, and it's gonna happen. Like, it's gonna happen. It gotta happen. God is not gonna let me fail. And then, like I said, God didn't put this inside of me for no reason. Like, these are the dreams and the desires that God put inside of me. So I know that it's mine. I just gotta go get it. And I'm about to go get it. I'm finna go get everything that's mine. Like, that's just what type of time I'm on. And it ain't really nothing that's gonna stop me, for real. Nothing. I just gotta get my mental back right, get back focused. I let a lot of things get me off focus, get me off my pivot. I think my baby in there crying, y'all. I don't know. But I let a lot of stuff get me off. I don't hear. I don't know. She never my mama. But, yeah, I let a lot of stuff get me off focus. I was going through a lot. And I truly believe that God had to, I know I had to go through everything that I had to go through. In a way, it was like God had to humble me. He had to humble me. And, like I said, I learned them lessons. So that's why I truly believe, like, this year is the year where God is about to bless me. Like, for real, I'm going to live my best life. Really and truly, taking all the trips, all my businesses. It's all going to happen, like, at once. Like, from rock bottom, and I'm just going to be so up, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, but I'm going to be like, what? Ooh. Yes, good God. I'm not playing, bro. Like, everything, I don't know. It's just, it's going to happen. I really believe it. It's going to happen. We're going to look back at this. This the one. This is the one. Right here, we're going to run this back. We're going to run this one back. Like, I said it, bro. This the year. This is the year. This the one. This the one. Like, I believe that, y'all. I feel like I'm rambling. I don't know. But if you done made it this far, I'm going to go ahead and end this, because I guess that's all I had to say. So, yeah, that was like a review. It wasn't really, we didn't really review nothing, but that was a review in my head. And this the year. So, just the year. I'm finna put in a plan. I'm about to go write down a 3-month plan, 6-month plan, 9-month plan, 12-month plan. I got a lot of stuff planned, but I got to put it on paper. You know what I'm saying? It's all in my head. Like, I go, that's all I think about all day, every day. Making that, how am I going to be successful? Like, that's all that I think about. So now it's time to really focus and do what I have to do. And this time I'm working with God and we're going to get it done. So that's what I'm on. I really and truly hope that everybody has a prosperous year. I hope this is the year for everybody, like, truly. I hope everybody be up, everybody be happy. I hope everybody get to travel. I hope everybody is just protected. You know, I hope this is the year for everybody. Yeah, if you made it this far, go follow me. Go follow me on Instagram at AMEAAR_. And yeah, I need to make a love Instagram. I need to make a love TikTok. I need to make a love Facebook. I need to make all of that so we can really start promoting this thing and making it do what it do. Like, I've been letting a lot of my listeners literally come organically. I don't really promote the podcast. So now it's time to really get these pages out here so it can get out there, you know? That's what I'm about to do. All right, y'all. Peace, love, and good vibes to the Soul Tribe. I love y'all.